Welcome to your daily Reddit knowledge and finance briefing. We have compiled the most interesting trending discussions from communities covering everything from deep dives into complex statistics to global cultural trends. Here is your comprehensive summary for today. Starting with Science Q&A, a fascinating discussion centered on film technology revealed that modern cinematic color and vibrancy owe much of their look to specific analog processes. For instance, classic films like Lawrence of Arabia used methods such as Technicolor dye transfer, and often filmed on massive 65mm stock, which captured an overwhelming level of detail rarely matched by standard 35mm or current digital formats. On the biological side, people questioned whether our ears could be damaged by sounds we couldn't even hear. The scientific consensus is that the intensity matters more than the frequency. Since sound is fundamentally air pressure traveling in waves, extreme loudness, whether high pitch or low rumble, can damage the ear structures purely through mechanical stress. Moving into a deeper dive on mathematics and statistics, when people ask why we calculate standard deviation by squaring data points, it's not just about convenience, it's partly about maintaining unit consistency. The process of squaring units converts measurement types, like length, into area. And more mathematically, the squared function creates properties that make advanced calculations and probability theory much simpler to manage. In the realm of geopolitics and culture, several threads highlighted large shifts in global power dynamics. One trend suggested was that powerful corporations are beginning to eclipse traditional governmental authority, marking a potentially dangerous shift for society. We also saw discussions about cultural customs, such as those around regional clothing styles, noting how historical events like the oil boom can influence a garment's color and become unexpected symbols of status. For general knowledge in medicine, there was an illuminating exchange on phlebotomy. People asked why doctors don't use the big, obvious veins for drawing blood. The key takeaway is that while we all think about big and small, professionals are trained to find functional vessels regardless of visibility, working systematically up from the hands toward the elbow crease to ensure optimal access. Finally, touching on modern challenges in technology, many users expressed concern over how rapidly AI is changing our reliance on human skills. One major worry highlighted was that humanity's capacity for critical thinking could decline as we become too comfortable simply asking an algorithm and accepting its answers without independent verification. These deep dives into the nature of expertise are a constant theme across knowledge fields today.